He came to Cairo hoping to regain the confidence of Egyptians after the severe oppression of former President Mohamed Morsi's supporters.
Egypt has a critical role to play in publicly renouncing the ideology that ISIL disseminates.
He said the coalition will leave no stone unturned in their quest to overthrow the Islamic State group.
It will be our goal in every meeting that we have on the international basis, together, working to degrade and ultimately to defeat ISIL, wherever it exists.
Egypt's foreign minister echoed Kerry's goals.
We support all international efforts to fight terrorism and are working to support these efforts and to take steps to eliminate this phenomenon completely, whether it be in Iraq, Libya, any corner of the Arab world, or indeed the African continent.
John Kerry's ruled out Iran joining the US-led coalition, but it might be difficult to avoid.
We know the United States sent advisors to Iraq to help the Iraq army, and Iran did the same thing, so obviously they're in the same camp. We can assume they're talking to each other directly and exchanging information. They're already in the same camp. Let's say they're fighting side by side against the Islamic State.
The Islamic State fighters control large parts of both countries. Notorious for brutality, recently they've been targeted by US airstrikes. Sama Shoukry, John Kerry and Nabal Al-Arabi meet on Monday in Paris to continue discussions at the conference on Iraq.